Who is it? Welcome, Tracy Winchester, for 5 Points on Friday. How are you?
Hi, Mindy. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me here.
All right. So you were always the go-to lady for everything that's happening in the neighborhood, in the hood. So what is going on this week?
Well, I am happy to say and happy to report that the neighborhood is alive and well, and we are prospering. Recently, the 5 Points Business Improvement District, the Board of Directors, voted to replace the pedestrian lights on the Welton Quarter. So come spring, we'll have some brand new pedestrian lights on the Welton Street Corridor.
Okay.
And as well as doing the lights, we'll be looking at replacing some trees and adding some historic banners on those lights. And it's just going to have a whole new look come spring of 2018.
So for some people who are new to the area, new to 5 Points, new to Denver even, what consists of the Welton Corridor?
Well, the Business Improvement District has a 10-block area starting from 20th and Welton all the way down to 30th and Downing. But the Historic District, the Historic Cultural District, the only one in the city of Denver that's designated as such, is a 6-block area starting at 24th, where the Blair Caldwell Library is located, 24th and Welton, down to 30th and Welton, kind of sort of near the Purple Door.
Okay. Now, what was the purpose of installing these?
Having new pedestrian lights?
Yes.
Well, essentially, we wanted to freshen up the corridor. Mm-hmm. We're looking to bring in more tourism and more people who to come to our new eateries.
Okay.
We have a couple of more new restaurants that are going to be opening up. And so when the dusk falls, we want to make sure that we have some lights, pedestrian lights, that are more human scale.
Okay.
And they're closer to the sidewalk. And they really have a wide diffusion of light, so that by the ability to look and see where you're going makes everyone feel safer, and they just really want to come and congregate on the Welton Street Corridor when there's lots of light in the evening.
Okay, and you mentioned some eateries. You said there's some new places that are going to be popping up?
Yes, we have a sushi place called Kuni that will be opening up this fourth quarter of 2017. And that we also have another place opening up next month. Mm-hmm. In addition to having Japanese food, we're also going to have Jamaican patties on the corridor. And it's going to be called Patimon.
Okay. Oh, that's so good. I was in Jamaica last spring, and I just loved it. And I got the patty, different thing. So, yeah, I was in Ocho Rios.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, nice place out there. So, yeah. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
And I was going to say, apparently, I mean, some people will say, well, Welton Cafe, which is owned by Miss Mona, she has patties. Mm. But what I was told is that different parts of Jamaica makes patties differently.
Oh.
So, we're going to have two versions of patties on the Welton Street Corridor.
A variety is the spice of life, so this is good.
It is. And then not to forget, we've all also had A Taste of Haiti. A Taste of Haiti is also one of our Caribbean restaurants on Welton Street. They're down near more like around 25th in Welton.
Okay.
And they have goat meat three different ways, as well as your collard greens and other traditional American soul food. But they do a Taste of Haiti, a little Haitian, as well as good old Southern soul food.
I like that there's a lot of, you know, diversity in ethnicity in the food, the different things that are going around. And sometimes I am a staple. I like staples, you know what I'm saying? The things like, you know, because you've mentioned greens and there's, you know, cornbread, all the different staples as well. But to have, you know, you got sushi over here, you've got Haitian food over here, you know, because that's honestly the food is what brings people.
And what brings people here.
Yeah.
That's something that we're really working on is to establish that multicultural diversity of restaurants on the Welton Street Corridor.
Yeah.
And also, we'd like to move forward in the future to be designated as a music district.
Okay.
And so because our roots is grounded in jazz, which is why we love being on Kuvo.
Hello, yes.
But we, from the Rossonian, which was recently bought by Palisade Partners, and Palisade Partners plans to restore the Rossonian back to its glory.
Okay.
And I'm sure part of it is going to include some version of jazz being played on the retail level, where they plan to put either a restaurant or something that's going to allow the community to come in and take a part in the Rossonian building.
And I think that's good because it's bringing the neighborhood together, the community, bringing everybody together. And I think that creates that sense of family, the unity, everybody all as one. You know?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's good. So we've got the eating out of the way. Is there anything else?
Let's see. Well, we will probably, more than likely, the first Saturday in December, we'll have our holiday party where we turn on the Christmas lights or the holiday lights here on the Welton Corridor. We always decorate. We've been decorating for the last, 10 years or more at the holidays, on the holidays.
And that's good. And I know we were talking earlier before we started, and we were just talking about how it's the end of the year is here, you know,
it's
so there's
here.
A lot of things going on, you know, between now and then. It's going to just fly by in the next few weeks. And you had mentioned that restaurant that's going to be opening up in fourth quarter. Do you know when? Is it going to be December? Or is it going to be November?
Well, the sushi restaurant will be opening hopefully next month in November.
Okay.
And then, but you know, it's always something. It'll probably be a soft, it'll be a soft opening, Kuni, which is a sushi restaurant right there at 27th and Welton.
Okay.
But Patty Mon will definitely be opening up, the Jamaican Patties. They'll be opening up next month for sure.
Oh, and that'll be perfect because Christmas is coming and people are going to Christmas parties, things are going on. So let me bring a couple patties, or we can go over to Miss Mona's and get a couple patties as well.
And I'm sure, I know all of our restaurants will cater. They definitely, that's a good point. It's the holiday season and people are having parties, and I know all of our restaurants here on Welton Corridor do cater.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. Well, anything else going on or anything?
No, I think that's it. We'll be saving some things for next month.
Okay. A little bit of everything. Well, great, Tracy. It was really nice having you stop by and keeping our palates ready, because I'm ready to get some patties and a little bit of sushi too, because I love my California rolls and a little bit of everything else. So excited to for the restaurant openings, and it's always nice having you here.
Thank you, Mindy. I appreciate it.
Thank you.